GNC agrees to shine more light inside its herbal supplements.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ebsen, with workforce multifunction printers powered by Precision Core technology designed to help businesses run at full speed. Where there's business, there's Ebsen. And by Kronos, with cloud-based workforce management solutions designed for organizations to maximize their most valued asset, their workforce. Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
From APM in New York, I'm Matt Nesto, sitting in for David Brancaccio. Retailer GNC has reportedly agreed to start new testing of its herbal dietary supplements. The New York Times reports this morning that GNC will institute new quality controls. This in the wake of an investigation by the New York Attorney General. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
What are the developments here? What exactly has GNC agreed to do?
Well, the Times says GNC will phase in quality controls over the next year and a half, authenticating the ingredients of herbal supplements with DNA testing. The Times says GNC will also test for soy, wheat, and tree nuts, things that people might actually be allergic to.
So why is this new testing even necessary?
Well, the Office of New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has been looking into the ingredients in dietary supplements sold at GNC, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart. And the investigation involved testing to see exactly what's in these products. Schneiderman says in some cases, the testing didn't find any traces of DNA from the herbs listed on the supplement labels, but instead found what he calls fillers, things like rice and even weeds.
I imagine GNC isn't happy about all of this. What do they have to say?
Yeah, GNC criticized the testing methods used. It says sometimes processing can remove DNA from the herbs used in supplements. Walmart told Marketplace it's going to reach out to suppliers and, quote, take appropriate action.
And what advice does Schneiderman have for consumers?
Well, buyer beware, because remember, the Food and Drug Administration does not require supplement makers to verify that their products are safe and properly labeled. So it's pretty much an honor system, even though Americans spend $33 billion a year on these products.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is in China today, where he's expected to discuss that country's plan to launch an alternative to the U.S.-backed World Bank. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, or AIIB, is supposed to supplement existing global development funds. The United States has tried to convince its allies not to support the project, but so far has failed. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
The U.S. warned other countries that China's new institution might not give enough attention to things like environmental concerns or fairness in awarding contracts. Robert Kahn is a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think there's a lot of concern on the U.S. side that this institution would become an instrument of Chinese foreign policy.
Hey, haven't there been accusations that the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, where the U.S. has played a leading role, favor U.S. interests?
Yes, it's a double standard.
Anyway, the U.S. didn't prevail. Founding members of the Chinese-led bank include most Asian countries and key European allies like France, Italy, Germany, and the United Kingdom. C. Fred Bergston is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Because the Chinese have been suspect on these issues, they will lean over backward to follow international best practices. My guess is they're going to be holier than the Pope.
And he thinks the U.S. should support and even join the new venture. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. U.S. stock futures are up about 0.5% in early trade, thanks to strength overnight in Asia, led by a 2.2% jump in Shanghai. In Europe, the German DAX is leading there, up 1.5%. Shares in Paris and London are also on the rise. Cities and towns across the country are scrambling to find ways to keep up with costly infrastructure repairs to their roads and bridges. Although President Obama is seeking $500 billion in next year's budget for highway funding, some places aren't waiting around for federal aid and are spending their own money. As WABE's Molly Samuel reports, voters in Atlanta recently approved $250 million bond package to patch potholes and spruce up crumbling sidewalks.
Here's a taste of what city officials are talking about when they say that Atlanta has infrastructure problems.
We never got our final paving.
Jerry Hicks lives in a subdivision that the developer didn't finish building. He came to a public meeting a couple weeks ago to tell the city about it.
All of the manholes are above the ground. As a matter of fact, people have ruined their cars because they've hit those man covers.
Recently, voters overwhelmingly approved a $250 million infrastructure bond package. It'll raise money to repave streets, fix up fire stations, and replace things like the Cortlandt Street Bridge in downtown.
The original structure is approximately 105 years old. About 50 years ago, it was reinforced with steel beams.
I'm standing under it with Richard Mendoza, Atlanta's Commissioner of Public Works.
No, I think what we're doing is trying to stop the bleeding, if you will.
And now we're standing near signs warning that pieces of the bridge might fall on us. Mendoza says the city put off repairs during the Great Recession. Now it's racked up an infrastructure backlog of about $1 billion.
Atlanta's not alone in having a large pot of issues to try to tackle.
Heather Alhadeff is an urban planner in Atlanta. She says decrepit infrastructure is a problem for cities all over the country. Like lots of other urban centers, Atlanta's population doubles on weekdays. But half of those people aren't paying to keep the place up.
You know, if I came to your house and used your driveway and flushed your toilets and used your mail and your garbage, and everybody on the block did, you know, your infrastructure would wear down faster.
The bonds will only raise enough money to address a quarter of the city's needs, and exactly what they'll be fixing isn't decided. Atlanta basically asked voters to support the idea of infrastructure repairs. The city council is supposed to finalize the project list soon. In Atlanta, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Matt Nesto with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.